Hello and welcome to A Guy with Books podcast. My name is Don Mast and I'm your host and the guy with all the books. I'm glad that you're here with me today. I've been away for a while. A lot of things have happened since the last time we've been together. My wife and I had a bad car accident right after Christmas, and my wife was unresponsive and a level 2 trauma. The other car had run through a red light at over 50 miles an hour and struck us and spun us into a pole. Thankfully, my wife, my love, has recovered. And also, my son began an exciting new chapter of his life. Elliot has moved to Florida with his now fiance, Becca. Yes, he got engaged. And they also took our dog, Theo, who's a corgi mix. But we now have a new dog, Miss B, or Beatrice, as we call her. And she's also a corgi mix. She's actually Theo's sister. And then in February, I listened to God's call, and I started a new journey as pastor of Altoona First Southern Baptist Church. And so today I'd like to begin this podcast a little differently with a powerful word from the Bible to open our discussion today. And this will help us with today's story. And the verse comes from Psalm 46. That's Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and mountains quake with their huge surging. The key is that God is our refuge and strength. And so today's story is about the hymn, "It Is Well With Our Soul." Heartbreak gives birth to great songs and music through time. Love lost, loved ones missed, and even tragedies prompt emotions that can best be described through music. These songs move listeners and stir up memories, bringing about feelings of nostalgia or even melancholy, that sort of sadness that leaves us feeling better, right? But how often do we encounter a song of worship or gratitude that was inspired by heartbreak? This classic hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," is just that song. And it is one of my favorites. I know we sing it at our church many Sundays. And so the story begins with Horatio Spafford. He was born in 1828, lived through 1888. He was a successful lawyer and real estate investor in Chicago. And he and his wife Anna had one son and four daughters and lived a life of charity, compassion, and service in their church until 1871. That is, in that year, they lost their four-year-old son to scarlet fever. And then a few months later, the Great Chicago Fire wiped out almost all of their property holdings. They made it through the next 2 years until 1873, and tragedy struck again. The Spaffords had planned to visit Europe as a family, but business kept Horatio behind. And while on the voyage, the ship Anna and their four children were traveling in struck another vessel while crossing the Atlantic Ocean on November 22nd of 1873. And it sank in only 12 minutes. Only Anna survived. She sent a haunting brief telegram to Horatio, bearing the words, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" So one can only imagine his grief upon receiving the news. It must have been so paralyzing. So he set sail himself. During the voyage, the captain was aware that Horatio had lost his four daughters in the collision. He requested that he join him. He pointed out the locations where the collision occurred. And as a devout Christian, he thought about his four daughters. And he was so comforted by the hope that he had. He rushed to his room and he penned the words to a poem. He was inspired to write the lyrics for the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." So unlike many heartbreaking songs that focuses, you know, it focuses less on what was lost and more on where hope can be found. No doubt he was shattered by the loss of his daughters, but his heart turned to the faithfulness of God in the midst of loss and the work of Jesus to rescue sinners like you and me. The hymn does not diminish or gloss over pain or tragedy, but rather proclaims that God is present in them and greater than them. The music for It Is Well With My Soul was composed by his friend, Philip Bliss, a songwriter and gospel singer. And the hymn was first published back in 1876 in a songbook produced by Ira Sankley, the song leader for renowned evangelist Dwight Moody. The lyrics and music have gone unchanged, and it's one of the most beloved, commonly sung hymns in churches across America. You can hear this beautiful hymn at the conclusion of our broadcast today. So I thank you so much for joining me for a Guy with Books podcast. I hope you found our time together enjoyable, and you may have even learned something. So keep in touch. You can find me on Instagram at @leaderatwork or at @booksandtime. Or search for me on Facebook, Donald Mast, and you'll find me. I'm happy to connect. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share this with a friend. Enjoy this hymn and have a blessed day.